Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're at Fenway Park. It's Mutt and Joe Castig. It's also Dave O'Brien who came down.
Yes.
Former radio star, now TV star.
Would not miss it for the world.
Slumming with his old radio pals here on WEEI.
No, I love you
WEEI
guys.
Ness and Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon.
Door's always open for
it's
OB.
Certainly is. We have had a big couple of days here at Fenway Park raising what is now close to $4.4 million for cancer research and the Jimmy Fund. And we do it for guys like Dr. Matthew Davids, the associate director of CLL over there at Dana-Farber, who Dave was saying, you've had a pretty big, busy day yourself here, between here and going back and keeping yourself very busy on this day.
Very busy day. I was doing some research earlier today, then came over here, did an interview with a patient, and went back over to Dana-Farber just to get a little more work done. Unfortunately, I had a patient who had a pretty serious complication in the infusion unit, so I was dealing with that for a couple hours and was able to get him over to Brigham and Women's safely to the emergency room where he's getting care now, and now came back over here.
Yeah. So unfortunately, it never stops, right?
That's right.
I mean, the battle against cancer never ends.
Our pagers are on 24/7. We're always available for our patients.
What are some of the things you're working on now because so many advances have been made in leukemia?
That's right. So in CLL, we had chemotherapy drugs that were effective, but eventually they would stop working and they had a lot of side effects. So even in the time that I've been there in the last decade or so, we've developed more specific agents that target the cancer cells, but they spare the other cells in the body. And so now we have these drugs approved, and we're working on novel combinations of the drugs. So I have a research laboratory, so I can do experiments and figure out what's the most promising combination there. And then at Dana-Farber, it's very easy to then take that into the clinic and do a clinical trial with patients and explore those combinations for our patients.
Well, you said the word research there. I'm not a smart guy, but I know this. It takes money to do that research, correct? The money we raise these couple days, the money that Jimmy Fund provides, you're able to do research and make advancements that without these dollars people are donating right now, you would not be able to do.
These funds are really our lifeblood for research. So we can't do what we do without this funding. I mean, we have lots of sources of funding. We have grants from the government and things like that, but those are very conservative. So if we have a bold new idea we want to explore, it's often not something we can get a traditional grant for. So the money we get from Jimmy Fund, from PMC, from all these different sources, that's our money to really explore these new frontiers of oncology.
Doctor, we had a young lady on with us tonight on Nesson during the television broadcast who was living in Florida. She had been born in Massachusetts but was living down in the Miami area. And when she was diagnosed with leukemia, the first call she made was to Dana-Farber and got an appointment within 2 days and literally moved back in order to be treated. So why do patients do that? We hear this all the time. Why is Dana-Farber so special and world-renowned?
So there's lots of good cancer centers. Dana-Farber has a unique mix of the patient care and the research. It's really a 50-50 split, and so we go back and forth. So we have colleagues at other institutions who are doing great research, but they tend to be a little more siloed there doing their research, and they might have great doctors, but they're doing the patient care side. At Dana-Farber, we blend the two. We have people who go back and forth, and I think that's really how you make the best advances and how you take the best care of patients.
Getting back to what you said about some of the chemotherapy that is kinder to other organs or other parts of the body. Is that happening with all forms of cancer?
That is really where the field headed in all different types of cancer. And so in other types of cancer where there's genetic mutations, there's been new advances in determining the genetic code for an individual patient's tumor. So you can then target a specific therapy to that patient's tumor. And this type of individualized or personalized medicine, I think, is really the future of oncology.
You mentioned the research and also the clinical part of it. So you're still working with patients as well. What's the balance like between trying to find the research and then working with patients on a day-to-day basis?
So everyone at Dana-Farber has a different balance. My own balance is I see patients one full day per week in the clinic. So tomorrow I'm going to see 15 to 20 patients in the clinic. But then the other 4 days of the week, I'm focused on research. Other people have the flip side where they might be doing 1 or 2 days of research and seeing patients 3 or 4 days. And so we have all different models, and that all kind of blends together and really forms this incredible harmony of all the researchers at Dana-Farber.
Is the battle to defeat cancer, is it strictly a matter of dollars, or is obviously they're talented doctors and research facilities and all of that, but those have to be funded. In the end, if we had all the money in the world, would cancer, if we were throwing all the money in the world at this problem, would it no longer exist?
I think the money is important because without the money, we can't do these experiments. We can't bring in the top talent and retain the top talent at a place like Dana-Farber. And so it is, as I said, it's the lifeblood of what we do. The money alone is not enough. I mean, you need an army of dedicated people, and we have such an incredible team at Dana-Farber. I mean, you think about the Red Sox have a great team. You think about all the aspects of that team, all the way from the front office to the managers to the players. We have a similar structure at Dana-Farber. We have an incredible leadership with our president and our board. Then we have the nurses who are like our starting pitchers. I mean, they're the really ones on the front lines taking care of the patients. We have the doctors, and I mean everyone just works together as a team, you know, throughout Dana-Farber. It's an incredible place to work.
Is it realistic to think, doctor, that in our lifetime, to Dave's point about money in the research, that there'll be a cancer vaccine, that we'll get to the point where the money has gone, we've got so much research that we can now, okay, you take this vaccine and you will not get this type of cancer? Is that feasible, do you think, in our lifetime?
I think that is a feasible goal. It's not science fiction. So we have vaccination programs like that already ongoing at Dana-Farber. For example, in melanoma, the skin cancer, they've developed a vaccine at Dana-Farber that takes an individual patient's tumor, analyzes the different genetic mutations in that tumor, develops a vaccine, and then gives it back to that patient as a personalized vaccine. It's called a neoantigen vaccine, and that's now being explored in other cancer types as well. So I think that's a realistic goal, but we need the research money to fund the efforts to continue these studies.
Researchers certainly have an emotional tie too, don't they, besides the scientific?
Absolutely. I mean, especially taking care of patients. I mean, I am inspired constantly by my patients. When I'm sitting across the table from a patient who's in a tough situation and they don't have a great treatment option, that causes me to work even harder to go back to the laboratory and develop new strategies that can benefit a patient like that.
He's Dr. Matthew Davids. Doctor, thank you so much. You talk about research, you talk about the potential of a cancer vaccine. It's all about the dollars. We're here to tell people your story, the patient's stories, these great family stories, so they pick up the phone and dial and help us donate so we can give you more money so we can put you back to work and get you out of Fenway Park tonight.
Although he's had a long enough day. So, I mean, this is for tomorrow, right?
A few more things to take care of tonight right. When I get home. I got to open up the email. But thank you all so much for the generous support. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr.
Davids. Thank you so much for your time and explaining to people, even dummies like me, where this money goes to. 877-738-1234. You can donate right now by texting KCANCER to 2222.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.